Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Sweden-based jazz guitarist Tasos Spilotopoulos. Over the pandemic, he's been quite busy with projects like the new 2021 CDs Solitude and Far From Close from his SEV trio. He was born in Athens, Greece and moved to London in 2000 to pursue music, and since 2013, he has been based in Stockholm, Sweden. His music-rich journey is a great one. Enjoy the story. Hey, thanks for taking a minute out, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've been busy lately. You got a couple CDs out, Solitude and Far From Close. Talk to me a little bit about, you know, having new material out during this time on the planet where we have a pandemic raging and interesting things going on.
Exactly, yeah. It's kind of it's an interesting thing. I mean, Solitude is my kind of latest personal release, if you like, my own music and all that I recorded just before the whole pandemic started. It was actually crazy. I was in the UK doing a tour with my trio there. We just did a day in the studio, recorded the whole thing. That was basically the day before everything just stopped. But, just made it back to Sweden, where I live now. And then it was just stop for everything. And that got released a little while later. And the other one that you named, Far From Close, it's actually a different project. It's a trio that started because of the pandemic, actually. That's kind of interesting. It's with two guys from Greece, Panos Vasilopoulos on the drums and Mark Levdemon on the bass. And we actually got in touch remotely. They live in Athens and I live in Stockholm. And we did this, we started doing some videos just so that we would have something to do during this lockdown period. And did some covers, some Alan Holdsworth covers and some Michael Brecker videos and all of that. And then we just decided to do an album remotely, as I said. So we just started sending files back and forth to each other. And I wrote half the tunes and Michael, the bass player, wrote the other half. It was one of those things that probably would never happen had it not been for the pandemic. So that was kind of an interesting diversion from the normal stuff that I do. Yeah, we actually met up in the end after the lockdown and did a little tour in Greece a few months ago. Yeah, that's kind of how that happened.
So how's everything going with the pandemic? What's going on where you're at right now?
Well, I mean, it's been a lot more open the last 3 months, I think, so we could play again and all of that. But I think, I don't know what's happened now with the latest Omicron variant. Maybe it's going to close again everything. I don't know, I hope not. For me, you know, what's been good during this period is that I could write a lot of music and basically do things that I always wanted to do and never had the time. So I wrote basically two albums worth of music, and I'm going to record a new one now in a couple of weeks. And did another thing. I wrote a guitar book and did an instructional video to go with it. Arpeggio Chain System, it's called. So I did stuff like that I always wanted to do, but never actually found a minute. That's been an interesting thing.
So you have an interesting lineage here. You were born in Athens. Talk to me a little bit about how music and jazz became your life.
I'm born in Athens, raised in Athens, and I started playing the piano when I was about 6 years old, played for a few years, and I switched to guitar later on because I wanted to play, you know, Metallica tunes. That's kind of difficult to do on the piano. I did that. I actually spent quite a lot of time playing in rock and metal bands when I was a teenager. And then at some point, this teacher that I had played some Tribal Tech, the band Tribal Tech with Scott Henderson on the guitar. So that's the first kind of jazzy thing that I ever came across in my late teens, and I was totally blown away. I never heard any kind of thing like that before. So I kind of started looking into it and got into jazz guitar, discovered Pat Metheny a short while after that, and got very, very much into it. So then I decided to go and study, do a jazz studies degree. So I moved to London and studied for the degree, and then I ended up staying there about 12 years because I started playing very, very soon after I moved there. I started my own band and got to play with other people's bands, and it was very good at that time. From 2000 until 2012, I was there. So we were able to play very, very much and tour the UK and Europe quite a lot. And after that, I moved to Stockholm, where I'm now, Sweden. And that had not so much to do with the music. It was a family ties that I had here. So now we're here. But it's still good because it's very close to the UK and to Europe. So I can still travel around and play just as much as before.
What was the first live jazz show you saw that really made you think, wow, I'd love to do that with my life?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because when I was growing up in Athens at that time, there wasn't that much jazz going on. It was the local scene was very, very small. The international artists didn't come to Greece that much at the time. Now it's very, very much. But I'm trying to remember. It must have been my teachers, you know, local guitar teachers that played live. It must have been something like that. And then when I moved to London and I started to get more into it, as I said, there I saw basically everyone. And one of the first really amazing guitar concerts that I saw was Alan Holdsworth at Ronnie Scott's in London. And that was a very, very intense experience for me. I had a front row seat also, so I got to see the man himself, you know, at the peak of his form, right about that time. That was 2000, 2001. That's a very, very strong memory that I have of basically guitar and jazz artistry at the highest level. So it's been a huge inspiration.
Why do you love jazz?
I think it's the creativity of it, the improvisation, of course, because I've always been into improvising. Even when I was playing, you know, rock guitar as a teenager, I seem to remember that I was always into improvising. Somebody mentioned for me that, you know, a lot of guitar players, you know, in rock and metal bands, when they play the solos in the albums, they kind of work them out before and not really improvise. And that was, you know, big news for me. I thought that everybody improvised all the time. That's what I thought. But then getting into jazz, I discovered this, that you know, you can actually improvise all the time, hopefully, go deeper and deeper into that. So that's one aspect, the improvisation. But also, you know, the way I kind of perceive jazz is that you're meant to bring in your various influences about music and hopefully create, you know, your own take on the music. I know that, you know, that's one way of looking at it, and the other way of looking at it is being a traditionalist and, you know, play today like it was 1965, and that's another way of doing it, which is not really what I, you know, consider being creative with this kind of music. So for me, it's all about the improvisation and also blending together a bunch of different influences to create, hopefully, something of my own.
Every day you wake up, you get to create music, you get to be a musician. What's the greatest part about being a professional musician for you?
I think for me it's kind of an ongoing process of actually developing and becoming a better musician. That's number one. So even if I'm just practicing in my room, or if we're doing a tour, or if I'm doing a recording, it's all, to me, it's like a gradual progression into getting better, and by better I mean getting closer to being able to create the kind of sound that I'm after, that I've always been after. So that's the most important thing. And then there is, you know, there's other treats to being professional about it. Traveling is a great thing. There's so many places that I would never ever, you know, think of. You know, I would never visit, I would never see, you know, places like China, the Far East, Korea, you know, all the different places in Europe we've been. I haven't been to the States that much, only once. But, you know, traveling is definitely a very, very, you know, interesting thing to get on top of that.
So as you mentioned, you know, the last few months, things were open. You got to perform in live venues. And I'm curious, you know, since all of this started in March of 2020, you know, things hopefully will get better as we enter a new year. What do you hope we all realize about the power of live music when we do get the chance to see it more live?
Yeah, I would like us to appreciate it, to see, you know, to kind of understand how much it means, live music, live culture, this kind of form of communicating with each other. I think, I don't know, you know, if we've been taking it for granted a little bit, but maybe we've been taking it for granted. And for me, it's certainly a treat to be able to play again, but also to go and see other people play. You know, get out of the house and connect with the audience and connect with each other through culture. You know, it's one of the basic things about mankind, isn't it? Culture. I think for me at least, and for many others, that's what it's all about. And I hope that we won't be deprived of that, you know, in the future again.
So everyone has a perception or idea of who they think you are, your family, your friends, your fans, but ultimately you live your life. You have a perception of yourself. Who do you think you are?
Oh, that's a very, very deep question. For myself, I think I'm basically a seeker, somebody who seeks stuff. And that's why I've moved around and lived in different places and all of that. That's why I play not only jazz, but the kind of jazz that I play, which is a more personal kind of thing. So I'm trying to develop a sound. So I'm searching for something. I'm seeking something. I think that's a part of one aspect of being a creative person. So that's how, you know, as much as somebody can describe themselves, you know, that's where I think I fit in. I'm a creative person with constantly searching for development in the end, I think.
Beautiful. Hey, Tasos, thank you for taking some time out. I know this was a quick turnaround. I really appreciate it. And good luck with the new material that's going to come out, that's come out, and as we move forward into a new year.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players in Greece, London, Sweden, Lee Summit, Missouri, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. And thanks to Tasos for his time, music, and cool. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Domino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to theneonjazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.